Blog Talk Radio.
To the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show. I am Mary Hollis, your host. Good evening. Tonight's title, inspirational message, will be trust. Last week we talked about Judas's kiss. Have you ever been stabbed in the back by someone you thought was a true friend and thought and even your secret with him or her, thinking that everything that you said would be held in confidence, not what you felt? Yes, a Judas's kiss. But tonight, our title is Trust. Trust in God. Because the Redeemer lives. At times, every look hopeless and bleak. Your dreams are in shed. Hope has died, and nothing seems to work out right for you. Then we are greatly tempted to look for something or someone to blame. And I know that many of us do this all the time. We find people and find excuses. But then we are greatly tempted to look for something or someone else to blame. Yes, we do that all the time. I give up all hopes and throw in the towel. This causes immeasurable damage to your mental and spiritual welfare. In this state of rejection, we become easy prey to the tempter whose main aim is to drive a wedge between our Heavenly Father and us. Just remember, the Redeemer lives. Jesus invites you to cast your problems upon Him and to trust in Him when you are in distress. Study the gospel and see how compassionate and loving he was towards people, and drew hope and comfort from that. Keep remembering, the Redeemer lives. Just last week during our Holy Week? Yes. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for us. He was beaten, and he went through so many suffering, and died on the cross, and rose again on the third day. If you open your heart and life to the Holy Spirit, he will be by your side and guide you into the will of God. The Redeemer lives. Trust in the Lord. Anyone who trusts in God will never be put to shame. That's coming from Romans 10:11. As you look back on the journey you have traveled, recall the times you placed hope and confidence in God. The outcome might not have been exactly what you imagined, but God is always faithful to bring you through. Count each blessing. He's given you along the way, and consider them stepping stones to a higher level of trust. Whatever you are facing today, just know the Redeemer lives. You can rest assured that his blessing will never stop. He will walk it out with you every step of the way, day by day, because he lives. Joel and Victoria said in one of their daily messages to trust in the Lord is a decision we make just like any other decision we make in life. You choose what to wear today. You probably choose what you would have for breakfast. You can choose to trust God today, too. We also chose what we're going to wear, what we're going to get up and put on today. All our decisions, we trust these different things. Trust the Lord the same way. When you choose to trust God, there is peace that settles in your heart. There are blessings in store when you put your trust in him. No matter what you are facing today, you can have faith that God will come through for you. You can trust that his word is always true. In Psalms 32, David calls God his hiding place. In other words, not only can you choose to trust God in the midst of your difficulties, you can hide in him and find rest for your soul. But not just rest, but peace also. But let me read Psalms 32 in the entirety. And this is the NIV version. Blessed is the man whose transgressions are forgiven, whom sin are covered. Blessed is the one whom sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whom spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night, your hands was heavy on me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up in my iniquity. I said I will confess my transgression to the Lord and forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let all your faithful prayer to you while you may be found. Surely the rising of the mighty waters will not teach them. You are my hiding place. This is David speaking now. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with the songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you shall go. I will counsel you with my loving eyes on you. That is the Lord talking to David as well. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bits and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are wolves and of the wicked, but the Lord unveiling love surrounds the one who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad. You righteous, sing all you who are upright in heart. Yes, we can also use him for our hiding place as well. When the circumstances of life seems overwhelming, choose to trust that God is ordering your steps. Find security in him, knowing that he's making your crooked place straight and leading you into the everlasting life he has prepared for you. Trust him. And sometimes our patience interferes in our trusting in him, because we do not want to wait on the Lord. We want God to act quickly and don't want to wait on whatever we are praying for. We want it to happen now instead of later. But we must wait on the Lord. In Proverbs 3:5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and depend on your own understanding. That is the NIV version. Excuse me. I'm going to give you an example of something. Teammates have to rely on one another to succeed in any endeavor. They have to choose a certain level of confidence in one another and their ability to help them succeed. God trusts you enough to put you on his eternal team. He has confidence in you because he knows you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. He chooses you and to stand alongside your team captain, Jesus, and go to the board for a win. So we must continue to trust God with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. Give your problems to Jesus, because that's why he died on the cross. He died on the cross to save our sins. He does not want to just, he just didn't just die on the cross. He also wanted us to be dependent on him and trust him to get us through different things in our life. He will carry us day by day. Psalm 68:20-21 says, our God is a God who saves. From the sovereign Lord comes escape from death. Surely God will crush the heads of his enemies, the hairy crowns of those who go on in their sin. In the presence of God, meditate on the image presented in this passage. Place yourself in David's position. When you begin to talk to God about your needs and concerns, imagine that God's arm is wrapped around you with loving protection and allow you in compassing present to comfort you. What images do you have in your mind when you pray? Do you have a picture of a loving father who hears the cry of his child? This is an example. Your own earthly father. When you were small, when you went to them and you cried or whatever the case may be, you always knew that your mother or father was there to comfort you. And that's the same thing with our Heavenly Father. Do you d- just like I asked the question before, do you have a picture of a loving father who hears the cry of his child, or of a mighty warrior who has charged over countless legions of angels who are ready to do his bidding? Your answer will probably depend on what is that you are asking at that particular time. David's prayer provides an intimate image of God who carries his child in his loving arms. And our Father God will do just that. He carries us in his loving arms. He will give you that comfort that you need to get through certain things. Give your problems to Jesus. In Psalms 25:17, the trouble of my heart have multiplied, free from my anguish. Few things have such a negative effect in your spiritual, physical, and emotional well-being as problems and worries. Trust in him. They play in your mind to such extent that your mental ability may be impaired. In many cases, that results in people becoming spiritual and physically wrecked. When Jesus called those who were weary and overburdened to him, he did not guarantee exemption from problems, nor did he promise all problems would disappear. He offers to share your burden and teach you how to cope with it so you can find the peace of mind, just like David indicated, that you can find that rest in your soul and also peace of mind. You cannot predict what setback you will face, nor how serious they will be. But it is important that you prepare yourself to handle those problems when they arise. To maintain a heavy balance and heavy in your mind, harmony in your mind, it is essential to develop a healthy personal relationship with the living Christ. Just know, the Redeemer lives. Remain near to Jesus through faithful prayer and meditation. When problem strikes, strike back. Strike back with a trust in God. You will find that he will be with you to help you overcome them with peace in your heart. There go that peace again that David talked about. You can find that peace and that trust in him. So don't let the enemy take away your joy and your trust in God, because our Redeemer lives. That is all I have for tonight as far as my inspirational message. Just continue to trust in him, believe in him, and just know that he'll get you through each and every day. I have a few announcements tonight. If you have not made your deposit yet, please make sure that you get in touch with Pat Jones, our travel agent, regarding our trip. And also begin to get your passport if you have not started already, or your birth certificate, a valid birth certificate. Because if you don't have those documents with you, you can't get on the boat. You can go on the bus with us all the way to Tampa, but they will not let you get on that cruise ship if you do not have a valid passport or valid birth certificate. So make sure you work on that. You have plenty of time to do that, but please begin to do that. The other thing I want to remind you of, too, the last payment is not due until June. Please don't wait until June to make your payments. Start making small payments all the way up until June, because things can happen, and we don't want you to be left off this trip, because after June, you won't be able to get on the ship. The money is due in June. I don't have the date in front of me, but I'll have that for you next week. Those three are important things that you need to do. The other thing is, and oh, one other thing about the trip, I will be emailing and also texting others who do not have an email address. We're going to have a teleconference, and we, if you have any questions or concerns, we want to be able to answer those questions for you. The next thing is the month of April, meeting the third Saturday. We should have information available. We want to order T-shirts for the cruise with the next chapter's name on it. We'll have more details at the meeting about the prices and so forth that we're going to the cost will be the cost will be available. You can get your sizes and so forth. The money will not you will not have to pay for the T-shirt until May. So it's important that you get the information that you need regarding the T-shirt in the month of April, because the money will be due in May. And I'll get back with all those details for you regarding the trip, the T-shirt and the trip. The other thing, in May, Mother's Day is the second Sunday in May. The third weekend, we will have our regular meeting, and we're going to have, we're going to invite widowers. That's me. We're going to invite the male that have spouses that have lost their spouse. So we're going to have widows and widowers at our meeting, and we're going to have fish and grits, probably fish and shrimp as well, too. So we're going to plan that, so we'll give you some more details later on. But we would like to invite them and see if they would like to begin coming to some of our meetings or whatever. But we will, I will talk about that more when it comes closer to that time. And if you have any questions, please get in touch with me and invite others from other states to call in too, not just Georgia. I know I have my sister in South Carolina, and a few of you have some other relatives, and we have some a widow in Florida, and we have a few Chicago, California, and let me see, Tennessee too. But there are 52 states in the United States, so just let them know that they can call into this show. And we're going to have a guest. I'm going to try to get her next Tuesday. If not, it'll be the following Tuesday. We'll have a speaker. And she'll be talking. She's a minister, and she'll be giving us some information on a foundation that she has. So be tuned in. It'll probably be next week or the weekend, the week before. I mean, the next following week. I'm not sure what week that she's going to be available, but I'm going to be giving her a call. And that is all I have tonight. I know we are quitting a little bit early, but I see that Sheila is on the line. Sheila, I'm going to click you on. I wanted to let you, if you have anything to say, an announcement, talk about your business or anything. We have a few more minutes that you can share. Hi, Sheila.
Hello. Hey, hi, Mary. How are you doing today?
I am doing just fine. I know
well,
you're
good.
Tired. All that tax return you've been doing.
I know that's right. That's for sure. Actually, I do want to share some tax information with those that are listening. Just in case you don't know, one of the things that I've seen that's caused most of my clients' problems this year is that health care. So if any of you do not have health care or you have it through the marketplace, you need to be sure that you are talking to your tax person about those numbers that you've given the your insurance company to make sure that you're not end up owing next year for either not having health insurance or for having not paid enough. So So I just really want to stress, especially those of you who have limited REIT income, you don't want to file your taxes next year and find out that you owe because you didn't pay enough monthly. So if you have a job or you have steady and a health coverage through a retirement plan or through your employer, this does not apply to you. But if you have self-employed health insurance or you have health insurance through the marketplace or you don't have any health insurance at all, you need to make sure that you contact your tax person. If you do need health insurance, I have a contact person that I refer my clients to get to yourself at least the minimum coverage. Or if you fall under one of the exemptions that do not require you to have that health insurance, you have to actually get the exemption. You cannot just decide on your own that you shouldn't pay because it costs too much. So each year that penalty will go up. So I just want to stress over and over and over, make sure that that is something that you have taken care of. If you've had your taxes done already, make sure you just mention it to the person who did your taxes to make sure that you're clear and you don't have to worry about that. Because sometimes during the course of the year, your income can go up or it can go down. If your Social Security goes up, if anything changes income-wise, your dependents, your living status, you have got to readjust how much you're paying monthly. One of the situations that I did find out about this year from one of my clients, she's on Social Security, and so she did report that to the health care provider, but she reported how much she bring home. Well, that does not factor in the amount that they take out for her prescription coverage. So she only reported what she bought. She didn't report the total amount that she actually had earned. And so she was going to owe some money, too. So just always make sure that that you have a full understanding of that before you get too far into the year and have a tax bill next year that you don't want to have to pay. So that's the thing I think that applies most to anybody that may be listening in terms of things to look out for.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, yeah. Sheila. That
sure.
Penalty, if someone doesn't have insurance, what is the penalty that's being applied to the tax return?
Well, the penalty is really based upon your underpayment. So it's a range, and there's a worksheet that determines exactly what that penalty is. Because, you know, it could be anywhere from $300-$400 to $700-$800. It just depends. So you just want to make sure you and each year that the percentage of that penalty will go up. From last year they waived it, so nobody paid it last year. So this is the first year that you're starting to see that. And the other thing to be mindful of, and I don't know if that's the situation with the people that are listening in, is this is a way that they can also track your credibility of your tax return. A lot of times people are using children or grandchildren on our tax return where they're matching up the taxpayer's dependents with the health insurance. So just be aware that it's really necessary to just kind of be honest and let integrity prevail so that you don't get caught up in that. So let's say, for instance, your daughter who has two children, let's say she didn't work last year, so she is getting health coverage, maybe free or at a reduced price because her income is either non-existent or very low. So they're giving her health coverage based upon the fact that she says she has two children, but she does not have to file a tax return. So because she doesn't have to file, she let you claim one of her dependents on your tax return where she's saying that she has two dependents. So that's what they're looking for. So when you report your grandchildren's Social Security number on your tax return, it should not show up on your tax return because that child is not your dependent.
Okay.
So it just gets
it's a lot of specific things. It's
right.
It's important
that
they get someone that is knowledgeable to
right.
do their taxes.
And as it pertains to some of the widows, if your spouse died last year, it changes the number. So you might have to do extra paper forms just because your spouse died, so therefore the spouse didn't have coverage all year. or you married last year, or any changes whatsoever that will affect that health insurance piece, you need to make sure you get some assistance from somebody who really does know, because it's brand new. It's still foggy for most people. So you want to make sure you're sure.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for that information. Appreciate it.
Certainly.
Yeah, I'm sure that.
And I always like to, you know, as often as possible, thank you for all your efforts, for your untiring work, for all that you do. We couldn't have this talk show or really anything else that we do without you. So we just so much appreciate you.
Well, thank you for saying that. And I enjoy what I do. And that's the good thing. It's good to enjoy what you do. Because if it wasn't, then it was, you know, I would not accept that so well when you just said. But thank you so much for saying that. But like I say, God has been good, and I enjoy, even though back then I didn't want to take this journey, but I accepted the call, and I enjoy every bit of it.
Great show.
Because we are really a minute over, and thanks everyone for tuning in, and I hope that you enjoy the inspirational message regarding trust and just knowing the Redeemer lives. Have a great week. Tune in again next week. Invite others to tune in as well. And be blessed, and have a good week. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
That I could do it on my own, but all that I found at the end of the road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found a thing that turned me around anyway.